All right, so check this out. I'm shaking while I'm writing this, and I felt as though this needs to be shared because this marked the day that I know there's way more to life than we think. First off, I have to say that this is my very first time watching The Matrix, and it was on Monday, December 25th of 2023 by myself. I go to the gym every week in the mornings between 10 and noon. On Tuesday, December 26th, I arrive at the gym at 10 a.m., and before I go in, I decided to put my wallet in my driver's side door because I don't need it anyways. I come back and I leave my wallet in that spot until I get home. On Wednesday, December 27th, I go to the gym around 10 a.m. again, and I do the same thing. I leave my wallet in the driver's side door before I go into the gym. I work out, I come back, and then I just drive home, not even thinking about my wallet not being there. When I get home, I freak out for like 10 seconds because I can't find my wallet, but then I realize I left it in my side door. So I go to check the side door, and it's gone. I tore my car apart looking for this wallet, but it's completely gone. I realize it's not the end of the world, and I stay calm, so I just lock all my cards and I go to work, and I don't even talk about my wallet being missing or lost because I know I'll find it, but it's kind of just lingering on my mind still. Here's where it gets interesting. This strange guy that I work with stopped me and jokingly said, "I found your wallet and it had $1 million in it, but I spent it all." And then he laughed. I stopped dead at him and asked him, "How did you know that I lost my wallet?" And then he stopped and looked at me and said, "Are you serious?" Very seriously. We had a very serious conversation, and he's telling me that he can see things before they happen. He said he receives information that he can't explain to anybody. And at this point, he got very emotional, and I strongly felt the energy from that. And then we ended the conversation and got back to work, and I'm just absolutely mind blown at this point. The next day, after I lost my wallet, it's Thursday, December 28th, I'm digging through the side of my door again, searching. At this point, I'm convinced that it just fell out when I opened the door and I didn't see it or hear it fall out. It's gone. That's my verdict. I go to the gym that day at 11 a.m. I checked the side door one more time before going in because that's where I know I left it. I go in, I work out, and before I leave the gym, I ask if anyone has turned in my wallet calmly, and the people at the desk said no, and I was like, oh well. On my way back to my car, I'm already running a checklist of getting a new ID, new cards, you get it. Here's where the glitch happens. I get back into my car, I look down at my driver's side door, and it's right there, exactly where I left it 24 hours ago, at the exact same location where I was. My hair stood up on the back of my neck. It feels exactly as if someone took my wallet while I was in the gym and then returned it the next day. There was no money missing from what I could tell, and this could either be a universal test for me to see how I would react to losing my money, or this could be a glitch in the Matrix. What are your thoughts on this? This will always be unexplainable to me. And what are the chances that I randomly watched The Matrix for the first time 2 days before this happened? I've always believed that everything happens for a reason, and I know deep in my heart and soul that the universe needed me to see this movie to confirm that we are all living in a simulation. One day, when I was about 18, I was finishing up my senior year of high school, and I was walking home from the bus. From down the street, I noticed that the roof of the house just didn't look right. The pointed part at the very top was inverted and gray. I got closer to it and stared at it. It didn't go away. I blinked my eyes and I rubbed them, but it was still inverted. It was a clear sky with no one else around. I went inside and put my book bag down. Such an anomaly needed to be told, right? I called out, but my parents weren't home. I thought I'd text them, but there was no way that they would believe me without a picture. I went back outside and the roof was normal again. Perfectly normal. No sign of any anomaly. I've never done recreational drugs and I didn't start drinking until I was 21. Every now and then, I look at the roof and I just wonder about it. There's no one to tell. It's not even a very good story and there's no way to prove it. It just irks me when I look at that roof. I have had an interest in 3D modeling for a while. It looked like a messed up 3D model, like something didn't load right. Maybe I was just tired and my brain did all this, I don't know. But the image is so clear in my head, staring at it and watching it, trying to figure out what I was looking at. I wish I could have touched it, but it was too high for me to get to. I almost hope it'll happen again just so I could try to touch it. Of the glitches I've experienced, this one was a bit more mild, but what makes it interesting is that someone else experienced it with me. A few days ago, I was driving back home from a long, sleep-deprived workday and was traveling on the freeway. It's evening, but there's still plenty of light. As I'm driving, I see ahead of me what looks like a large, yellow tarp with words being rolled down above the freeway. I'm really curious about what that's about. But as we drive closer, I realize it's just a normal highway sign about going down the grade. Perfectly metal like all the other ones. There's no tarp or any kind of fabric. I immediately became concerned and said, "Oh my God, I think I just hallucinated," thinking that I must be too tired to drive. My coworker asks, "Do you mean the sign?" and proceeds to tell me how he thought it had been rolled down too. This simultaneously relieves me and freaks me out. I go over it with him and we saw the exact same thing. I'm actually wondering if this is maybe some kind of optical illusion. I wouldn't put it past being a glitch because I've experienced some weird stuff before, but I can't find anything specifically related to this. This story is a sweet one. I just wanted to share the silly little glitch in the Matrix that just happened. I walked to the Whataburger to get food for my boyfriend, my brother, and myself. While I was at the register, I grabbed the last three cookies that they had and the cashier charged me for them. I threw them in the bag when it was all ready, and then I walked home. I was telling my brother I would have bought more cookies if they had them, but at least I got three. After getting home and eating our food, we pulled out the three cookies out of the bag to eat them, and then my brother went back to the living room to play on his computer where he found three more cookies sitting on the table. I only grabbed three, and it was the last three that they only charged me for, so maybe I'm being silly, but these extra three cookies just kind of appeared out of nowhere. Friday evening, I went to a friend's birthday party with my wife. I was driving, so no alcohol for me that night. Before we left, I closed the shutters in all the rooms on the ground floor, including those in my study. Fast forward to about 2 a.m., when we returned home, my wife and I had a fight and both went to bed angry. She fell asleep rather quickly, but I was so torn up that I couldn't sleep. So I got up again and went to the study to use the computer. I distinctly remember checking again if the shutters were down when I entered the room, because I hate having them up after dark. By around 5 a.m., I finally felt sleepy again and went back to bed. At 10:30, I was awoken by the postman ringing the doorbell. Wife was still asleep. I decided not to go back to bed, so I made coffee and went to turn on the computer. When I opened the door to the study, I was greeted by the morning sun shining through the window. The shutters were up and left me deeply confused for a moment. After the wife got up, I asked her if she had been awake and opened then for some reason while I was asleep, but she said no. The shutters are also not electric, so they can't go up through a technical malfunction. If I hadn't have been focused on them being down in the night, I wouldn't give it a second thought, but as it is, I don't know how that could have happened. Another possibility that I've contemplated and ruled out was that it had snowed on Thursday, and the snow in the backyard, where the window is facing, is still perfectly untouched. If someone had been on the property and pushed up the shutters, which I'm not already sure if a person can do, there would have been footprints. My parents built our house on an old cotton field on Native American land. We're tribal and lived about 10 minutes away from Tahlequah. Small things would happen in the house, like seeing people walk past, hearing strange noises, and picture frames hanging in unnatural ways. We took pictures in the house, and many of them came out with black blobs all around us. I often didn't want to sleep alone, so I slept with my parents a lot due to fear. I was 13 when I saw my first figure. I saw him and immediately went into fight or flight mode, with only one exit that he was standing in front of. I ran through him and he vanished. My dogs were barking at him too. Then one night, when I was around 16, I was sleeping alone. There was a lamp post outside my window next to my bed, so my room was illuminated by that. I went to school the next day and found an image taken at 5 a.m. on my phone. You could see me sleeping with a black figure around me with visible head and shoulders. It wasn't completely black. You could see the light from the lamppost shining through it. I showed my parents and they were terrified. The next day, my phone fell into the lake and I was never able to retrieve the photo to show anyone else. We also experienced random flashes of light throughout the entire house at times. My sister had to move out of her room upstairs due to feeling an overwhelming presence, like someone touching her hand, or someone getting on the bed while she was trying to sleep. Once, I was lying down and felt someone pushing up on my mattress. There was no way someone could fit under my bed, and no cat could have done that. It felt like a fist pushing up on the bottom of the mattress. My mom would hear stomping upstairs, thinking maybe my sister had someone over, and she would go upstairs to find that no one was there, not even my sister. It wasn't just my family who heard, felt, and saw things. My friends did too, but they would only tell me these stories later on because they didn't want to scare me further at the time. Three of my friends saw the exact same man that I saw, and one of them wasn't even a close friend and didn't know about my experiences. Once, my ex and I were taking a shower together when the curtains started shaking, which terrified us. We eventually left that house, and my family and I have never experienced anything like that since. I've never felt more uncomfortable than in that house, and now I can finally sleep in the dark or even alone without fear. Sometimes I consider going back just to see if it feels the same, but I'm honestly afraid that something would follow me. About a year ago, we got a dog named Ripley, and when we got her, they gave us a handful of things to go with her. Some toys, a thing of dog bags, a leash and a collar, stuff like that. So when we got her, they gave us a purple collar for her. She wears it all the time as it's the only collar she's ever really needed, therefore the only one she has. One day, we're about to take Ripley for a walk and we're looking for her purple collar. So we look around for a while trying to find it. Finally, I find it hanging on a doorknob and I go to tell my mom. But before I can, my mom comes across the corner and says, "I found it." And she's holding Ripley's purple collar. Okay, but I'm also holding Ripley's purple collar. We look at each other, really confused, and compare the two collars, and they're identical in every way, shape, and form. It was so weird. To this day, we have no explanation as to why or how we ended up with two identical collars. This happened to me yesterday morning while I was getting ready for work. I live on the second floor of an apartment building. It was 5:25 a.m. and I was making coffee in my kitchen. I had just filmed a Snapchat video for a relative at my coffee machine when I noticed that I was running late. I use a magnetic flashlight attached to my fridge so I can see when I make coffee, and I took it with me on my way to the living room. My apartment isn't big, so to walk to my living room, I just had to turn around. When I turned and began walking, a green light from outside my living room window caught my eye. This window faces my neighbor's large, mostly empty master backyard. I stopped walking and stared for a moment. The light looked to be the size of a softball and appeared to be floating at around waist height. It was bright green, but it didn't appear to be illuminating its surroundings. I caught sight of it while it seemed to be in motion, moving back and forth a short distance at a walking pace. My initial thought was that my flashlight was just making a strange reflection, so I turned it off. Yet, the green light still remained and was still moving. As soon as I realized that it must be something outside, I tried to quickly pull my phone out to record a video. Unfortunately, the Snapchat I filmed earlier was still playing on my phone, and it hindered my ability to be quick, as I had to take a few seconds to delete it before being able to film a new video. When I was finally ready to shoot the video, I looked up, and the light was gone. I looked left and right outside the window and saw no sign of it anywhere. This entire encounter lasted probably only 30 seconds. I've tried explaining it away, but I come up short every time. It could have been a person, it was too dark for me to tell, but it was 5:25 a.m., it was snowing, and it was 14 degrees, so that doesn't make a lot of sense as to why someone would be out there with a green flashlight. I live in a pretty quiet neighborhood, and while I don't know my neighbor whose backyard this occurred in, I rarely see him outside doing yard work or any maintenance at all. My one, somewhat fitting, explanation is maybe someone has a collar on their outdoor cat with a light to keep track of it. But I've lived here for over a year, and I've never seen that before. I've been needing to talk to someone about this without sounding like I'm crazy or jumping to conclusions, so if anyone has had any similar experiences or has a reasonable explanation to offer, I would appreciate hearing them. We have chickens, and the easiest way for us to water them all is to fill the kiddie pool that we have for them. About a week ago, I noticed the morning after that I had cleaned and filled it, the pool had been empty. Like, completely minus about 3 inches of water. I was so confused because our three chickens can't possibly have used or spilled that. So I mentioned this to my wife as a weird happening, but I figured I had just somehow mistaken my filling the pool for a couple of evenings before, since I regularly do it. Then we went on about our life. Fast forward to last night. My wife had filled the pool at about 4 p.m. and the chickens got put up at 8. This morning, she let the chickens out of the barn and the pool was empty, except for about 3 inches of water. Has this ever happened to anyone else? This is an enclosed area with no reasonable assumption of someone coming in and doing this. This happened about 4 years ago. I was 16 at home with my mom. I had a very strict household and I always obliged any dumb tasks or rules, so I was an overall good kid. I got home after school and this was during the white Vans phase where everyone had like 10 pairs of them. I had those, but one pair in particular was painted with SpongeBob characters, all homemade, so it couldn't have been duplicated or bought off somewhere. Our house rule was shoes were to be upstairs in your room, outside of the house next to the door, or on the shoe rack in the office. The office is also upstairs. My mother was in the office sewing, and I proceeded to take my shoes off and set them on the rack. My mom even witnessed this. About 15 minutes later, we both go downstairs and I see my shoes, the ones that I had taken off 15 minutes ago and set on the rack upstairs. However, they weren't just downstairs. They were underneath the dinner table with the chairs pushed in, making it an impossible task for someone to do without reason. Perfectly placed side by side underneath. My jaw dropped when I saw it, and my mom broke down and freaked out after seeing this. I've never been able to explain it, and she hasn't either. We were home alone the entire time, by the way. Damn, Daniel. When I was a teenager, I was walking down the road one evening and looked up at the sky. I could clearly see the evening star, which is Venus, like always, except this evening there were two of them. I was baffled and I couldn't make sense of it. Both objects had the exact appearance, luminosity, and width of the evening star. They were somewhat close to one another. They were about two fingers apart at arm's length. Then I felt as if they were very slowly moving clockwise around a common center of orbit. As they were moving, they maintained the same distance from each other, which was a diameter of a circular orbit. Their speed and rotation kept increasing until they got fast enough to almost form a ring. Then within the blink of an eye, they both moved down toward the horizon, parallel to each other, and disappeared from my line of sight. From the moment I laid eyes on them to the moment they disappeared, it all happened within a span of 5 seconds. I was completely conscious, sober, and aware of my surroundings. I thought a lot about what I could have seen. It couldn't have been something man-made, as nothing could move and travel that fast. They couldn't have been from a light source on the ground either, because they appeared to be tangible objects. Also, they didn't seem to be in Earth's atmosphere and literally had the appearance of the evening star. Just like how you can tell that planets and stars are in the sky and not in the atmosphere, but celestial bodies that are extremely far away.